You're listening to Inward with Rabbi Joey Rosenfeld on the Sheffa Podcast Network. Join Rabbi Joey as he guides us through the world and major works of Kabbalah, Hasidic masters, and Jewish philosophy, shedding light on the inner life of the soul.
Okay, so Be'ezras Hashem, continuing with Leshem Shvo V'Chaloma, Hakdamus U'Sha'arim, and this week we are going to be reviewing Shar Aleph Perek Zayin. And if I go back to a summary, I'll lose myself, so we're just going to kind of continue, and those who are listening will pick up. But we're going to see here the Leshem is going to give us a little bit new ideas to work with. So, after the Leshem has described that, in spite of the fact that there are things revealed to us and that we have a knowledge of the existence of certain concepts, in the end of the day, the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's holiness still remains concealed from our capacity to grasp it. And we spoke about how grasp is an integration of sorts, a full knowledge of something, which would imply an equal footing, God forbid. Something that, you know, to place the human being on equal footing with godliness is an element of heresy that Leshem is really fighting against tooth and nail, page after page. So he's reassociating the fact that it still remains concealed from grasp completely, even after everything has been revealed. What's the reason? It's what we described earlier in Perek Beis. What was that? And so the reason is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know, once we begin speaking, once we begin utilizing language and ideas to convey the concept of God as a concept, then we're already no longer talking about the essence of godliness, so to speak. The essence of godliness, capital E, the mechuyef ha-metzius, the absolute fundamental necessity of existence, while everything else is efshari ha-metzius and only possible, that cannot be revealed to the human mind, to the human heart, to human language, to human grasp. None of it is revealed. Any attempt to lay claim to that is already heretical because speech is already an implication that I'm outside of that thing. And to imply that I'm outside of the absolute infinite is to imply that there's a space devoid. That's what the Leshem explains in his letters. So over here, the Leshem is saying the reason that we don't have any grasp is because everything that is revealed is always already after the Tzimtzum. And the Tzimtzum, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's decision to conceal himself, which is simultaneously his willingness to reveal himself, because the concealment is what allows for revelation. So the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has revealed his essence, so to speak, to us, which is already a secondary expression, is up to and including the end of Olam HaAtzilus, which are the Shemos Havaya and Adnus, Zer Anpin and Malchus of Atzilus, and everything else, the Chol Masa Mishpaset Ba'oru V'Kedushasa Lamata, everything that is revealed to us is always after numerous partitions and processes of engarbment. Now, engarbment, halbasha, is one of the more fundamental concepts in the Kabbalah of the Arizal, especially in the Leshem, that the way that things interact are like things that are engarbed by a garment. Now, when I wear a garment, so let's say my body, so to speak, is the higher level, right? So the head is going to represent those Gimel Reishin, Keser Chachma Bina, Chachma Bina Das, the Zayin Tachtoinim are going to represent that which is graspable. So the Levush is what allows me to reveal myself. When I put clothing on in the morning, it's for kavod, right? Like Rabbi Yochanan would refer to the begadim as kavod, right? Because I only get dressed for the sake of expressing myself externally. The levushim are not for the individual themselves. If I'm wearing, lahavdil, a t-shirt that represents a certain sports team, right? I'm not doing that to remind myself of the sports team that I choose to follow. I am informing others about what I care about. The levush, the halbasha, is what allows something to be revealed to a lower level. level. The Gra points out in his parish on Safar Ditznusa, based on the Tikkuni Zohar, that a levush really rarely covers over the head, because the head, which is always that point of the upper world that is removed from grass, is not entering into the conversation. Every lower level only grasps the lower parts of the higher level, and therefore the halbasha is the process of minimization for the sake of revelation. So everything that Hashem reveals from Chvoido Yuvatzmo Kavyachol is through Mesachim V'Levushim. It's through different partitions that separate the worlds as well as Levushim. V'hurak Toldos Ha'or, and all it is really a secondary outgrowth of the Or, a Tolda, which is something that is born out of the original Or. Vitamsitz Ha'or Levad, and a quintessence of that illumination itself. So the Leshem here is saying the reason that we don't have any grasp of anything is because all that's being conveyed to us is an irreducible remainder, a quintessence, but a remainder that has gone through numerous dargin and simsumim, simsum achar simsum achar simsum. The Arizal talks about an original simsum, but he also says that extrapolate this concept, abstract the concept of tzimtzum, and apply it to each and every level. Because anytime there's a transition between level to the next, there's another tzimtzum, there's a concealment. So after all is said and done, everything that we have a grasp of is already seen through the sheaths and the veils and the coverings that seem to occlude it. The otso tamsitz ha'ara, but that tamsitz ha'ara, that quintessential point that still contains that irreducible light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who omid bepnimiyas koil ha'olamos briya yitzira ba'asiya bebechinas neshama l'neshama, v'hu or shchinto yisparach ha'shoichin betoich koil ha'olamos biya al yidei ha'torah v'yisrael. So here the Leshem is helping us understand, right? So we see that the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoido v'atzmo kavyachol, after all of the tzimtzumim and the miracle of the ability for Hashem to reveal His essence in spite of the fact that His essence is not revealed, that's only up to and including the world of Atzilus. But in the worlds of separation, the three gradations of separation, Briya, Yetzira, and Asiya, which Rav Dessler points out are really three ways of looking at the same reality, right? They're three positions, relative positions of thought that allow me to kind of develop a deeper understanding of something. These worlds, the Leshem is really pushing very hard to ensure that we don't fall prey to what may have been seen as a potential threat of coming to identify those worlds with godliness. The worlds of separation are not identifiable with godliness. Whether this was an attack or a response to certain perversions of Hasidus at the time, or a misunderstanding of Kabbalah, or more significantly, what the Leshem saw as people who spent too much time learning the writings of the Ramchal, there was a tendency to want to minimize the distance between the world of Atzilus and the worlds of separation, thereby allowing for all sorts of difficult things, one of which being the identification of this worldliness with godliness. And we know this world is not identifiable with godliness. This world exists as a separate entity, or an apparent separate entity, but it continues to exist in its apparent separateness, and it is not identifiable with godliness. But, says the Leshem, Oysei HaTamsitz Ha'ara, this light that is revealed in the world of Atzilus, that remains the innermost point within all of the worlds of separation in the aspect of the neshama of the neshama, meaning it exists in the innermost parts of all of the worlds of separation, and that's what we refer to as the light of the Shechina Yisparach HaShoichin B'Soich Kolamus Biyah, that rests but is not identified with, rests within the inner interiority of the worlds of Briya, Yetzirah, and Asiya, and it's revealed through the Torah and through the Jewish people. The Osa Ha'or Hu Makomo Shel Olam. And that light, that tamsitz, that shechina, that light that descends down through all of the partitions and the gradations, becomes in and of itself the place of all of the worlds of separation. The worlds of separation exists within that light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hamahave Es HaKol, that gives existence to all things, V'noisa Es HaKol, and it carries all things within itself, U'manhig Es HaKol, Tamid, and it engages and governs everything perpetually, al yidei kishuro v'achduso be'etzem ha'or ha'ikari asher l'mala ba'atzilus. So the Leshem here is straddling, like we've always seen, the two sides of the fence, because that's what he's speaking in paradox that is taking place simultaneously, right? So on the one hand, the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's etzem can't be niskal in the worlds of separation. On the other hand, the worlds of separation can't be run or governed by anything other than the essential light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how do we have a unification of this seeming paradox? So what happens happens is that in spite of all of the separations and the partitions that create the fundamental divide between the world of Atzilus, which still marks the trace of Hashem's infinite essence, Kaviyachol, and the worlds of separation, which no longer mark them other than the inner interiority of things. So the way it happens is that there's this Nitzus, this Shechina, that descends into the worlds of Briya, Yetzirah, and Asiyah, but it is run and governed and deeply connected and Mekushar to the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is revealed in Atzilus. So the fact that the light of Atzilus, so to speak, descends into the worlds of Briya, Yetzirah, and Asiyah to allow for the governance and the upkeep of them without ever severing its connection to the world of Atzilus. That's what we're going to refer to as the Malchus of Atzilus, which is Shechina that is Yoyred into the worlds of Pirud, into the worlds of separation, which is referred to, which is really the crux of the entire Zohar HaKadosh and Tikkuni Zohar, which is that the human being's job in this world, Banim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem, meaning we identify with the two lower partsufim of the Olam HaAtzilus, Zeran Pin and Malchus, our job is to elevate, uncover, cleanse, and elevate the Malchus, the Shechina, that has descended from the world of Atzilus, to refine this worldliness to the point that we could reveal what rests at its core and bring it back up to its original source.
But it's still not identified with.
Not identified with. Meaning, but it's not, that's, this has never been, this has never been a question of the presence of the infinite expression of godliness. All there is the infinite expression of godliness. What the Leshem is talking about is Hasaga. The laws of engagement. What are we capable of grasping? What are we not capable of grasping? So when the Leshem stresses the interdiction against identifying the worlds of separation with absolute expression of godliness, that's not to say, God forbid, that the worlds of separation are not saturated, surrounded by, and in truth nothing other than an expression of the infinite light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chavayde v'atzmo kavyachol. What it means is we're talking about the halachos of experience. The Leshem is being magdir, the halachos of what we're able to say, what we're not able to say.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
The language you use, Amahava as a goal, Nasa as a goal, Mani as a goal. Those three, like, directed to the...
To the three separate worlds?
Right.
It's interesting. It's lav dafka. As far as I know, I mean, look, the Leshem, we've spoken about how the Leshem wrote bedafka,
right.
But as far as I understand, it's lav dafka. Okay. Generally, what you'll find in Svarma Kedoshim when describing those worlds is that Asher bara atzer yoser atzer asa. Right, meaning that he created, he formed, and he made. And then there are other synonyms that can be applied to each. Lav dafka. Yeah. Okay, beseder. Lechein. And again, returning back to the first point in this parak as to why we don't have absolute grasp of anything. Lechein ein giloi b'hasaga l'chol ha'olam is biya kulam ba'atzmusi yisparach shemo ma'uma. And therefore, there is no revelation in terms of grasp of HaKadosh Baruch Hu kavyachol in the worlds of separation whatsoever. After the fact that even the Shechina HaKadosha, which enlivens those worlds, is nothing other than a Tamsitz Ha'ara. So here's a funny word. Tamsitz means a quintessence, meaning it is an irreducible amount of an original thing that still bears the mark of the original thing that it represents. And so this Tamsitz Ha'ar, we're going to come back when the Leshem kind of again gets caught up in that middle ground of revealing the paradox of it all and not allowing either side to fall away. Tamsitz Ha'ara, here he's saying the reason that we don't have grasp is that it's because it's really only a Tamsitz Ha'ara. But at the same point, the Tamsitz Ha'ara of the infinite is also infinite. Because the Leshem is going to say, and even after all is said and done in terms of what we don't have access to, and what we're not allowed to have access to, in the end of the day, by dint of the fact that we still have access to one element of that thing, it still gives us access to that thing itself. So we're going to see this word Tamsitz Ha'ara. This is a Lashon that comes from, the Rambam brings it, and as well as the Rishonim, and the Baal Shem Tov darshans it, where it's HaToifes Chelek Min Ha'etzem Toifes Etz Ha'etzem Kulo. One who grasps a part of the essence grasps the entirety of the essence. Because the essence is indivisible. And if somehow through the miracle or the paradox of God's creation, the essence begins to appear to become divisible, it still remains indivisible in itself. So every part, if I'm touching a part of something, even a Tamsitz Ha'ara, then it's still ke'ilu, at that point it's fractal, meaning everything is contained in everything, and the smallest representation of a thing will continue to contain the germ cell of that entire thing. So Zakta Leshem. again, explaining why we don't have true hasaga in the worlds of separation. V'gam zehu rak b'pnimius p'nimiusam. And even if you want to say that this tamsitz ha'ara, which is associated with the Shechina, is only a tamsitz, a quintessential remainder of the light of Atzilus, if you wanted to claim that maybe that's still an aspect of it, it's still only in the inner interiority of things, right? So here, the Leshem is already saying, like, if you want to claim that godliness is abound in all things, that's still only in the inner interiority of things. And one can say, the inner interiority of things should be Magdir the Metzius. What difference does it make? But again, we're talking halacha here. We're talking about the halachos of what it means to be a functional human being in this world and the laws of what it means to think about God. Shubachinas neshama l'neshama. It's an aspect of the soul of the soul. Shuhu lemala mimadregas hanevraim legamrei, which, from the perspective of the nevraim, and here we can say bedafka. He's using the highest term because that would include yoitzrim and oisim also. Nevraim means bria, and that would include kal v'chomer, the yoitzrim and the oisim. It's above our capacity, in spite of the fact that the inner interiority of this existence might still be the essence of godliness. Nevertheless, that's not something that's accessible to my grasp. And again, we're talking about grasp. Why? Ki madregas hanevroim kulam hurak me haneshama ulamata. Because in truth, and we're going to see this in Shar Beis when we have to buckle up and we get into the particulars of all things, but suffice it to say that right now we have these five worlds, right? We have the world of, we have the Tzimtzum, we have the Kav, we have the world of Adam Kadmon, we have the world of Atzilus. That represents still what is referred to as Olamos de'Ein Sof. Even the world of Atzilus has the miraculous power of being limitation but unlimited in its essence. The worlds of Bria Yetzira Asiya are the lower worlds of separation. So these five worlds of Adam Kadmon, Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya, in descending order, are also identified with the five Chelkei HaNeshama in descending order. Chazal have already told us, and the Arizal makes much more popularized, especially in Shar HaGegulim, that the soul is comprised of five parts. We'll start from the lowest rung up to the highest rung. The three inner associated parts that are engarbed within the self are Naran, Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama. That is going to be associated with the Kaved, or the liver, at least in medieval kind of medicinal thinking, and still, in terms of our understanding, is the source of the vitality, which is nefesh. The ruach is going to be situated in the heart, or the heart of the mind, which is emotional thinking, and the neshama is going to be identified in the mind. Those three elements, nefesh, ruach, and neshama, are identified as panimium. They are integrated elements of self and soul. Why? Because there are compartments that can contain those elements of self. So the highest level, the nefesh chayim makes this explicit, the highest level that we have access to in our conscious mind, so to speak, is the neshama. But the neshama of the neshama is another word for the chaya and then the yechida. Those chaya and yechida, which correspond to the world of Atzilus and Adam Kadmon, are referred to as makifim. Those are surrounding lights. Those are not integrated lights. Why are they surrounded lights? They're surrounded lights because in the end of the day, there's no compartment for them. There's no place that can hold them, and therefore they're simply considered, whether they want to be unconscious or the unconscious of the unconscious. But what the Leshem is saying is that all a person has access to in any graspable way is the nefesh, ruach, and the neshama. And so if we want to say that the betamsitz and the panimius of the panimius and the neshama of the worlds of separation is going to be elikus, in the end of the day, in the worlds of Bri Yitzir Asiya, all we're dealing with is Naran. We're not dealing with the neshama to the neshama. That remains equally inaccessible to us. Say there. Kimadrigas HaNevroim, all creations, especially from the world of Bria and down, kulam him rakme and neshama lamata. It's only from the neshama and down, kamoshi yisbar be'ezris Hashem b'sharim habayim. Ulachain gam ha'ara hazeh hu ne'ela mikulam lagamrei. So this tamsitz ha'ara, which is the shchinta ha'kadosha, which is yoreid, as the tamsitz ha'ara from the world of Atzilus, even if you want to say, it saturates the inner interiority of the worlds of separation, nevertheless, it's above any graspability. Ulachain gam ha'ara hazeh hu ne'ela mikulam lagamrei. And therefore, even this expression of this tamsitz ha'ara, the quintessence of the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's infinite light, still remains concealed completely. Ad shagam misharsav sarfei ma'alim to the extent that even the malachim that occupy the world of Yetzirah as well as the world of Bria, they themselves are asking themselves, Ayei Mekom Kavodo, because even in the world of Bria, which are the malachim, which is the world of Kisya Kavod, it still can't grasp that which is above it, which is the Chaya, which is that place where Orha Elokus is Niskala. So it's not only human beings that don't have this grasp, it's the malachim as well. V'kulam oinim v'oimrim, and everybody on each of those levels in the worlds of Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya respond and announce, Baruch Kavoyet Hashem Mimakoimai, Mimakom Shehu, meaning from that place, a place that we don't necessarily have access to. Kimakoima Leika Didele, Diadele, because in truth it's only from his place, but we don't know where that place comes from. Kamesh Kosov Bechagiga Ubezayar Kadosh. Amnan, Mashi Yeshla Nugilo Mimenu Atzmo Gamkein, writes the Lemer Zulas Putlois of Gufo, Hinehu Beretsoine Mispashe de Bahabia, Kiari Anurayim Sharaitz of Bishavis Kalamatsias Bekumum Tamid. Here the Leshem is saying something incredible. He says, but nevertheless, we still do have some element of revelation, mimenu atzmo gamkein, in the worlds of separation, meaning to say, zulas putlos of gufo, aside from the actions according to which human beings will have the ability to grasp a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the worlds of separation, which is what can we grasp here? Hinehu ritzoinoi hamispashet bahadiyah. We do have access to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kavyachol desires the upkeep and the sustainment of the worlds of separation. Why? How do we know that? Ki hari anu royim sharaitze b'savis kol ha-metzius v'kumim tamid, because they continue to exist. By dint of the fact that they continue to exist, what we can extrapolate and infer is that his ratzon still desires the upkeep of these worlds. That's something that the Leshem is giving us access to. So we have the Tamsitz Ha'ara, which is the Shchinta HaKadosha, which is Yorid from the world of Atzilus and Mislabish in the Pnimius of the Pnimius, the Neshama of the Neshama of the worlds of Bri Yitzira Nasiya, which we don't have a Hasaga of, but we have a knowledge of it. And in addition to that, we also have a fundamental knowledge of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires and wants the world to maintain its upkeeping. V'hu ha'inyin deperek shira. And this is the aspect of Perek Shira. This is the aspect of the song that emerges from this world specifically, meaning this world, the worlds of separation. And it's amazing, the Mitler Rebbe in Shar Yichud has almost a mefurish keta as to why David HaMelech decided in Sefer Tehillim to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically from this world itself, as opposed to the supernal worlds.
I feel like I'm missing something.
Say there.
He's coming to answer. What is he coming to answer by saying that this, you can see that Hashem's red zone is here.
Not coming to answer anything in particular. Thank you so much. He's just coming to add a secondary element of what the human being has access to. Look, this notion that the Leshem just, you know, second-handedly after explaining what we don't have access to, also hints to the fact that we have access to the Ratzon, Ha'elyon, of the Ratzon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the world, we'll see that this will become a fundamental player in trying to understand the Avodah. Thank you, because elsewhere, the Leshem says, what access does a human being have to the world of Atzilus if we're operating in the worlds of Bri Yetzira and Asiya? What access do we possibly have to the Partsufim above that our actions can somehow, we have to be Mevara things here. Our job in the worlds of Bri Yetzira and Asiya is to clarify, refine, and elevate. But how does it get above that Mesach? How does it get to that place where we're completely barred access to? So the Leshem is going to say that it's through Ratzon. That Ratzon, the Ratzon of a human being, which he associates with Tikva as well, as kind of this undying hope or Ratzon of Ratzon, is the vehicle that allows us to shatter that Mesach that separates the worlds of separation from the worlds of Atzilus. So it could be that this is, you know, just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon is still imprinted within reality, so then that might be the access point where we can understand that our Ratzon also brings us to a place higher as well. But it was parenthetical. It wasn't part of the original conversation. But now the Leshem is moving back now. We're no longer talking about what we don't have access to in the worlds of Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya. We're just talking about the nature of Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya. V'hu ha'inyan de Perek Shira, and this is the aspect of Perek Shira. Asher hifligu b'shevach ha'omre u'mespoinen bo, which Chazal have spent a lot of time praising those who say it and who contemplate it. Why? Mishum sharei koil hisavusam v'kiyumam hurak ritzoinayim ispashet atachtis ha'asiya. Because in truth, that which gives life and that which gives vitality and sustenance to all things and their existence as well as their upkeep is nothing other than the ratzon, the desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu kavyachol, which is unfathomable and inscrutable without reason, that is expressed downwards, down to the bottom of the world of asiya. Meaning the ratzon is so powerful that it goes all the way down. V'acharei shekol oisam hamitziyut atzmam hine rubam kekulam him avim v'chumriim b'tachlas achumri. And because the things down here in existence itself down here more than not are thickened and unrefined in their physicality, in the fullest expression of physicality, meaning it's the lowest point where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon is still going to express itself, then that's going to be the added benefit of someone who contemplates Perek Shira. Why? Because we're now uncovering the light of godliness that rests specifically in the lowest place imaginable. Right? It's the biggest chiddush, that the light of the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mispashet even down here into the thickness and the heaviness of all of it. Ki baze megale pnei haloit v'hamaseicha ha-nesucha al kol ha-metziut kulam u'misrahe ha-orba hir asher heim nesua me'lov shu ritzon yisparach. Because by way of contemplating the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that engarbs itself even down here, we reveal the face that is hidden under the mask that is covering over all of existence in its entirety, and we allow the true shining light and its brilliance to shine forth, because that's what's giving life and upholding all things. It's the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's an incredible lashon. The Hare Moitzi Yaker Mizoilo. And here already it's almost indistinguishable from what many people would say is coming to argue with the Lashem in places, which is Sifrei Chassidus. What's the value? What's the value of finding HaKadosh Baruch Hu down here in the hiskashmus of it all, in the lowest place imaginable where it's Perek Shira? It's the fact that now when we recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon here, we're Moitzi Yoker Mizolel. We allow something worthy, something valuable, Yokar, to be emergent out of Zoylel, out of something that is cheapened. It's a pasuk in Mishle, a word that Yokar and all of the different things that are associated with it. But this Yoyker Mizoylel, the Zohar Kadosh says, what Zoylel? It's Zilzusa Da'alma, Zilzula Da'alma. It's that which is debased and that which is ignored, right? When we can reveal godliness from in that place, that's the biggest chiddush. She'ein Keitz L'matan Scharo. A person, there's no limit to the schar that a person has. Ubeprat ki al yedezeh hine nishlam ritzono. And not only is it powerful because we're moving through all of the concealment, but we're accomplishing the very ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning to say, the giluy of asher ratza bahem, by uncovering the divine ratzon kavyachol that is mislabish in all things down here which appear to be devoid of that light. By uncovering it, we're revealing that in truth HaKadosh Baruch Hu does want this world. That he does want this world. Because in truth, the only revelation that emerges is through the contemplation. This is powerful. This is where the Leshem is very much like a brisker to a certain degree, that the thinking itself is the access point. Meaning to say that, yes, the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mislabish in all places, in the worlds of separation, even in the lowest things, especially in the lowest things. But the fact that it's ever present doesn't necessarily mean that everybody has the same level of access to it. But rather, the schar of the person who's misboining in it is that through the hisboininess in it is going to be the correlating revelation of it. Meaning that the revelation is in accordance with our willingness to contemplate the thing that we want. Lufum sara agra, but also, and your avada, but the Leshem, this is going to be something fundamental to our understanding of really how the Leshem understands the tachlis of studying Kabbalah. Because if we don't have access to anything, and we don't have the ability to apply these terms or conditions, then what value is there in studying this? And we've spoken about this, because the Leshem is saying, by studying it, you awaken those very concepts above. That the study of Torah itself, the study of the concepts itself, is what awakens the concepts themselves. Meaning to say that to be mekushar to the pnimius hadavarim, one need not engage in any radical activity necessarily. One need not be a Kabbalist in order to kind of bring about the true ideas that Kabbalah is coming to say. All one needs to do is to learn it and to study it. This is the Torah Lishma that Rav Chaim Volozhiner was talking about. Lishma, Lishem HaTorah itself. Not that just learn Torah because it has to be an intellectual exercise, but the Torah itself is the mechanism through which the very things we desire to be carried out are carried out. Chassidus L'Chaira would say that Tfilah is the mechanism. So it's really not a machlokas as to what's being revealed or how it's being revealed. The ultimate question is, what's the mechanism that is the best and most direct way to access this? And for the Leshem, as a Talmud of the Gra, in a real way, even though they were separated by generations, it's to understand that the hisboininess and the contemplation of the ideas is the very thing that allows these things to be revealed. That in truth, all of them emerge from the desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavyachol, and they are dependent upon Him. And all of this takes place through the psukim of Perek Shira, Shehem Hayra'as Kol Tchunoseyam Asher Yatsu Meritzoyne Vehem Hidboinin Bazev Etavin. Right? And because the psukim come to identify all of the particularities of these revelations, and the more time we spend contemplating these things, the more we'll understand. The Hari Lanu. Ki b'mashan isgale aleinu b'pe'uloisav hine yesh lanu giloi b'ratzoyne atzmu v'u'b'oisa ratzon asher ratzah b'hem. That when it comes to the worlds of separation, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does reveal Himself to us as through His activities is also the revelation of His desire for those things to continue to be upkept. And that ratzon is the very ratzon that gives life to them. V'amitboinin bazeh harei hu davuk b'ratzono. That by contemplating it, that is the dveikus. The dveikus is the contemplation. Dveikus is not, here the Leshem is stating what he means, that the study of Torah, the study of the ideas is in and of itself the dveikus to that ratzon. When I believe and I uncover the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is mislabish in all of the Bria, all of the Yetzir and all of the Asiya, especially through, and I know this is something that you kind of, especially through the psukim, meaning through the matbeya that the psukim have, through the matbeya that the Lashon of Chazal had. It's not a random language. Lashem is very precise in the power of the specificity of the language, because if the language is the vehicle, then the language has to be specific. If the language is a secondary handmaiden, God forbid, meant to be thrown away when I come to my own hasaga of what these ideas mean, what the Leshem saw as those who were studying Ramchal too much, as the desire to demetaphorize Kabbalah, to get rid of the shell and get into the inner access, Leshem said, Gevalt, that's great, but that's not Kabbalah, it's philosophy ba'alma. And what, you know, that's, and who are you to claim that you have a hasaga? All we have is what the Arizal gave us, all we have is what the Rashbi gave us, all we have is what Moshe Rabbeinu gave us. So the language is very specific. And one who spends time contemplating these matters is in truth connected and cleaving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon that is mislabish in those things. And this is what the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Malei ha'aretz kinyanecha. That the earth, the world is filled with your kinyanim. The way the Maggid of Mezrich taught this was that Malei ha'aretz kinyanecha, that the world is filled with things through which I can be koine you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the world is filled with these objects. And Lav Dafka is at a secondary definition. V'chein koine shemayim ba'aretz. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who acquires Shemayim Va'aretz. Laha mizboinein al ritzoyna asher b'kulam. How is one koine it? How does one koine this world? By contemplating the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is mislabish in these worlds. Now that doesn't mean, God forbid, coming to identify this worldliness with godliness. It doesn't mean coming to stare at a tree, God forbid, and coming to identify the tree as the hisgalus, a revelation of the infinite light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is a very dangerous path, and one that is more often than not going to lead a person into identification of the tree with godliness, which is Avodah Zarah. What the Leshem is saying is that contemplate the desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ratzon HaElyon that allows for this thing to continue existing in the moment that it appears to me. That the inner interiority of all things is the desire, the Ratzon HaElyon, that is giving life to it in each and every moment. And if that desire, that Ratzon HaElyon, were to be nostalgic for even a moment, it's not that that thing would be destroyed. It would cease to exist completely and utterly. Yeah.
I don't know, rain, things don't matter, whatever. But here it sounds like it's my recognizing within the world that is creating, like oh, I know there's a rut,
sure.
I recognize something. I guess part of you is like having a little bit of trouble. Like,
The pasuk gives it reality. The mind's ability to contemplate that is what gives us access to it. How so?
It doesn't sound like he's rooting it.
But that's the gilui. The gilui is rooted in my awareness. Meaning the fact that the pasuk says eights, right? And that the eights, that's Shar Yichud Vemuna. Shar Yichud Vemuna is the tree that you see as letters from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Okay.
the contemplation and the access to it is by contemplating the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amnan. And here you're going to see Amnan. Hine ikker gilui ritzonius baruch shemo esur neskala lanu bo hine hu aideh Torah v'mitzvah. Right, right, so don't, right. Exactly, right. So don't get too caught up in nature. Right, it's Torah mitzvah. Bivadai, bivadai. The Leshem felt that the Rashash, the Leshem utilized the Rashash as a fundamental element of his understanding. All of the Leshem system is only understandable with the writings of the Rashash. The difference was, the Leshem wrote Haskamos to Svarim of the Talmidim of the Rashash, but the Leshem did not feel that the Rashash was the only derech in terms of Havana. While the Svarim and the Pashtanim, or the Oimke HaPshat, felt that the Rashash was a Gilui like the Arizal. But the Leshem, especially in Deya, utilizes a lot of the Rashash Begilui, but you're absolutely right, he's touching upon, meaning that's all found in the Ari also. Meaning the Rashash is not being Mechadish anything, God forbid. Everything is rooted in the Arizal, and what we have from Rav Chaim Vital, but absolutely is utilizing those ideas. Amnan, but in truth, the ikkar, the fundamental mode through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon is niskala to us, lanu bo, hinehu kol ha-Torah v'ha-Mitzvah. It's through the Torah and the mitzvos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. Shu kol ha-avoida kula. Right. Absolutely. Shu kol ha-avoida kula. That's all the avoida that we have. Asher tziva lanu v'roitza me'itanu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu has commanded us and that he wants from us. V'chol ha-avoida kula hari tzarech shetiyeh lishmo. And fundamentally, all of the Avoida needs to be for his name, for his sake, for the sake of his name, meaning la'asois nachas ruach lefanav, the tachlis of Avoida Hashem. On a certain level is the bitul hagamur that a person encounters when they refine themselves to the degree that they remove the levels and gradations and thickness of self-interest, and they uncover the singular focus of the tzaddikim, which is la'asois nachas ruach lefanav, that this is what Hashem wanted me to do. I do this because this is what Hashem wanted me to do. He's not darshaning time of the crow right now. The psukim are binding. Why? Because the psukim wrote it. That's what the Torah says. That's the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sha'amar v'nasa ritzayne, because he spoke it and therefore we're going to accomplish his will. Lari niskala lanu b'ritzayne yisparach shemoi. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has revealed himself to us through his desire, so to speak. V'hu giluya v'aleinu asher mimenu atzmo. And that ratzon, and we have to hold cup here because we're still talking in the worlds of Bri Yitzir and Asiya, that ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the revelations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us, is asher mimenu atzmo, and they come directly from him. Right, the revelations, Leshem is not saying here that the revelations of his Ratzon are identifiable with him, like he would say in the world of Atzilus, where the Shemos are expressive of the essence. Here he's saying that the expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's desire, which is his revelation to us, comes from him. It's not identifiable, at least on this revealed level. On the innermost Panemius level of Ada, they're still identifiable. Right, Salimer, ba'atzmuso gufo. Meaning they come ba'atzmuso gufo. Zulas giluyev bepa'alusa bepu'ulosa v'asher b'chol esavas ha-metzias d'choyel ha'elamis biya. Shehem kulam b'b'chinas chutz mimenu sharehem kulam enam eloikus klal. Let's learn this line one more time. Hari neskala lanu b'ritzoni yisparach shemo. All of this is revealed to us b'ritzoni yisparach shemo through the desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'hu giluyev eleinu. And this is his revelation to us, asher mimenu atzmo, that come directly from him, writes Leimer ba'atzmuso gufo, that the Torah and the mitzvos, and all of the ratzon that's neskala in the Torah and the mitzvos, is the fundamental expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah is rooted in as high up on the rungs of spiritual understanding we can grasp, the Torah will meet us there. The Torah, as the Sfaradikum and Kabbalim pointed out, is the Kav Ha'in Sof. The Kav or Ein Sof that comes back down into this world is the Torah itself. Matan Torah is Bria Sa'olam. Tachtis Ha'adhar is the Halal. The Torah comes down and it saturates the world with godliness. Zulas Giluyev Bepu'ulosav Asher B'chol Hisavus V'mitzius T'chol Ho'ilamois Bia. Shem kulam b'chinas chutz mimenu shariyem kulam einam elokas klal. Meaning, the Leshem here is making two chilukim as to what's revealed in the worlds of Briyat, Yetzirah, and Asiya. There's the Torah and the Mitzvah, which has a deeper connection to Atzmusi Yisbarach, like we just saw. And that's in addition to all of the existence and all of the things that continue to exist in all of the worlds of separation, which are all considered to be chutz mimenu. That's already considered to be outside of the inner essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu kavyachol, shariyem kulam einam elokas klal. Those are not to be identifiable with godliness, nor is the Torah to be identifiable with godliness, but the Torah has an inherent kedusha, unlike anything else in the world. As much as HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon is mislabesh itself in every element of existence, a table doesn't have inherent kedusha. It's not tashmishe kedusha, it doesn't have halachos of what needs to be done with it, as opposed to the Torah and the mitzvos, which do. So clearly there's a chilek. So the Leshem here is being mechalik between the two ways that Ratzon HaElyon is mislabesh in the worlds of separation. One is through the Torah and the mitzvah, which is a specific and traceable thread that goes back to Atzmus Yisbarach, and in contradistinction to it, which is going to be the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every other element of existence. Aval gilui ritzono shenesgala aleinu bo, hine hu gilui me eloi kusoi atzmo, ve'al zehu godol hachiyev de'esak ha-torah she'anu mechuyavim bo. But the revelation of His will, so to speak, that is revealed directly to us and in which He Himself is revealed, which is the Torah and the mitzvah, as opposed to, let's say, maybe what we referred to earlier as the Perek Shira type of experience of the contemplation of reality. When we learn the Torah, when we're studying it, we have a direct access to the Elikus Atzmo, to the godliness itself. This is what Limud HaTorah is. Limud HaTorah is not stam for Yediya Ba'alma, but it's for the Hiskashus and Dveikus to the Noisen HaTorah, who's Mislabesh himself and his essence within the Torah itself. This is Mifurash. Mifurash, I mean, it's taken from the Rambam, but Mifurash, what the Baal HaTanya writes in Perek Dalet in terms of the Chiddush of the Yichud that takes place when a person is learning Torah. What is taking place when one is learning Torah that is not taking place when one is contemplating this world? This world is an expression of the divine will. The Torah is an embodiment, so to speak, a congealment of the divine will. So that when I am studying the Torah, it's not simply that I have to now infer from the Torah back to the godliness that gives birth to the Torah. Inherent within the Torah itself is that essential light, hein, right? It's the in and of itself. It's the secret of the revelation, because that's much more similar to what we've spoken about in the worlds of Atzilus. But why is this the case? That the mind, the contemplation of the mind, and the thing being contemplated by the mind. Right, so the three elements, the mind itself, the contemplation of the mind, and the thing being contemplated, echad hu, are all the same. And that's taken directly from Mor Nevuchim. Baal HaTanya brings it as well in Sefer HaTanya, Perek Dalet. And here the Leshem is telling us about the Yichud Nifla of Talmud Torah. Ukesha maskil viyodeya eze davar meha Torah. So if the seichel, the maskil, and the muskel are the same, then when I am understanding through my koyach of seichel some idea from the Torah, at that point, I am directly connected to the will and the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as it is expressed in the Torah. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mislabesh himself in the Torah, which is the muskal. That's the idea being contemplated. And my seichel and my haskalah, my ability to contemplate, are all integrally connected. So when I am contemplating something that is an aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon, then memela my mind is davuk at that moment, mamish, to the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kinasa oso hayediya seichel bo. Because that piece of the Torah, which is an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon, has now become part and parcel of my mind, shuk chelek mikoychas hanefesh bo, has now been subsumed into my psyche. It's my logos, it's my thinking. What the Baal HaTanya describes is that it's a yichud nifla, that when I'm studying an idea of Torah, there's something radical that takes place, that the idea is at the center of my mind, surrounded by my mind, and at the same point, the idea is surrounding my mind. I am both surrounded by and surrounding the Torah to the degree that it's a yichud nifla, and in the language of the Leshem, kinasa oiso hayidia seichel bo, shu chelek mikoychais hanefesh bo, v'harim mis'achid im ritzoni yisbarach shemoy mamish. And logic dictates then that if I'm connecting to the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as it is mislabish in the Torah itself, then at that moment I am connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, kavyachol. And when a person has the ability to understand all of the Torah, hu ramach v'shasa, kebinyan mitzias kol ha'adam, which is also correspondent to the same shape of the Adam themselves. We have 248 limbs, so to speak, and 365 sinews. So too, the Torah is comprised ultimately of what? It's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is what rests at the core of the Torah. The tachlis of the Torah is to lead us to mitzvah, as we know Chazal have taught us. And there's nothing higher than the mitzvah. The mitzvah is higher than Torah, even though Torah is the only way to get to the mitzvah. So it seems that it serves that just as I am composed and comprised of these two categorizations, the 248 and 365, so too, that's going to be the sum total and the shape of the Torah. Kishazoichedi, Diaz Kola Torah, when a person knows the entirety of the Torah, which is the Rama and the Ramach and the Shasa, Kabinin Mitzias Kol Adam, which correspond directly to the shape and the frame of the individual, Umakayim Vaoisa Oisam Gam Begufa Mamish, as well as bringing it down into the physical body itself, which goes back to the Parak Shira there, which is a Hoitzi Yokar Mizolel, the body itself, the most physicalized of all things. Harinasa Kulo Begufo Venafsho Davuk Masachid Beretzono. At that moment, my entire body, my entire mind, my entire self is deeply connected fundamentally to the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is Mislabesh in and as the Torah. Ulechein Nemar. And therefore the Pasuk says, Va'atam Dveikim Hashem Lokechem Chayim Kulchem Ayom. That the mitzvah is Dveikus, of connection. So how do we have the capacity of being davak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Does it mean that his essence, God forbid, is found down here as well in any accessible way? No. What it means is that because the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu itself, expresses itself downwards, after all of the radical processes of Tzimtzum that allowed his truthful essence, so to speak, to be revealed in its state of concealment in the worlds of Atzilus, which is the source of the Torah, kisham hu giloy atzmusu l'chol osa aratzon asher gilo lanu b'chol haTorah v'mitzvah, and it's the source in Atzilus, which we know is identifiable with the higher worlds, that allows for the Torah in the lower worlds to be expressive of the desire and the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chein laharatzon asher b'pu'ulas kol hanivrayim shenivru v'noitzru v'nasu. In addition, here the Leshem is going back to that secondary category that's separate from Torah, which is the Perek Shira element of existence, which is expressive of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon for the Bria, which is the world of Bria, for the Asher Noitzru, which is the world of Yetzira, v'na'asu, which is the world of Asiya, gam kein rak mei haTorah atzmo. In truth, that also only comes from the Torah. Everything we just said before, which is different than the Torah, which is the expression of all things and every element of existence, in truth, all of that is also just coming from the Torah, kamo she'amru b'sefer Yetzira, like Sefer Yetzira has taught us, esrim v'shtayim oisiyos v'tzar behem es kol ha'yatzor v'es kol ha'asad yatzor. Here, the Leshem is hinting to what the Baal HaTanya is talking about. It's not really, but it's very much makusha to what the Baal HaTanya is talking about in Shai Yichud V'amuna, how in truth, everything is part and parcel of the Torah. So the Leshem starts off with two chilukim of how the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the skala in this world, through the Bria itself, which is not as stark as the Torah, and through the Torah. Both are fundamental, but here the Leshem is saying, and in truth, one can look at that secondary category that is not identifiable as Torah, and realize that that's Torah also, because based on the Sefer Yetzirah, everything is part and parcel of the Osios HaTorah. The Shulchan is a Shin, a Vav, a Lamed, a Ches, a Nun. The Kisei is a Chaf, a Samach, and a Hey, or an Aleph. So it's also mishum shekol ritzono asher niskala lanu bo hine hu ispashtus oira atmo, and because what we have access to, which is his ratzon, is nisgala as his or, and it's expressed down to us, l'chein hadavik b'ritzono hu davik bo gufo. When a person is connected to his ratzon, he's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvadoi v'atmo, v'zehu shenemar v'atem dveikim b'ashem elokeichem chayim kulchem hayom. So what the Leshem has done for us in this parak ultimately is reminded us that while we do not have any access to chvadoi uva'atzmo after the world of Atzilus, and even in the world of Atzilus, it's after all of the irreducible tzimtzumim, in the world of Bria Yetzirah and Asiya, what we do have access to, not identifiable with, but access to, is the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by dint of the fact that A, that it exists, and B, that it's expressed in the Torah. And even though we don't have access to chvadoi uva'atzmo, we do have access to Ritzono. And Ritzono is just an expression of Chvoidoi V'atzmo. Therefore, in the worlds of separation, when we're Mustavik to Ritzono in the Torah, which is everything, we're also Mustavik L'Chvoidoi V'atzmo, but that allows us to have a Dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'Chvoidoi V'atzmo, without having a Hasaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Chvoidoi V'atzmo. We have a Hasaga of His Ratzon, but not a Hasaga of His Atzmus, but the Ratzon is a vehicle that gives us access to Atzmus Yisbaruch Shemo, Be'ezras Hashem.
This podcast is supported in part from a grant from the Hadar Institute. The music is by Zusha. The audio engineer is David Kwan. For more from the Sheffa Podcast Network, visit our Facebook page and please subscribe and leave a review on Apple Podcasts.